of pain there.
Hi, is this Marvin?
This is.
Hey, Marvin, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. We spoke a couple weeks ago. How are you today?
Doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing good, too. Do you recall having a conversation with me regarding listing All-Star Painting and Decorating on the first page at Google?
I'm very sure.
Yeah, you were looking forward to getting it going. I was just calling you back to see if there was any specific thing that kind of held you back, or?
I'm not really sure. I don't know the conversation. I do,
okay.
And I don't.
Okay.
Sure.
What's kind of held you back from pulling the trigger with any one of them?
Well, I did with Angie.
And how's that?
It's going okay. It's not as good as I like it for me, but
okay. Okay. Can you handle more work?
Yeah.
Would you appreciate having the calls coming directly to you organically as opposed to having to pay per lead, per click, and per call?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what this does. You know, we are able to brand your company as a top recommended option on the first page of Google, and we also include all of the different bells and whistles. So with this, what we're able to do is we're able to ensure that you have proper placement not only on the first page of Google, but also, like, we include all of the Facebook ads and social media marketing as well. And we include a full website. I had your pricing down. It's very fair. It was at $249 a month, month to month, with no contract. And there actually is normally a $299 setup fee that I had brought down to $99, but I can actually get that setup fee waived altogether because we're really looking to fill this spot in your local area today. So if you would like to give the thing a shot, it's all done month to month. There's no contract, and you're looking at just a flat rate of $249 to get going, and then each month after that that you choose to stick it out with us, $249. Now, specifically what it's going to do is it's going to take your current Google business profile and we're going to amp it up. So we're going to put it on steroids. Keywords, backlinking, manual submissions, content creation, full programming. So that when people go to Google, they see the All-Star is the top recommended option in your area. And then we're going to build you an actual website. What you have up currently is great, you know, as a placeholder, but it's more or less a landing page. So what we want to do is we want to make sure that we showcase the photos of your work on a picture reel slideshow. We have the web developer write the bio. All the content is there. So when they look you up, not only do they see that you come up as a top recommended option, but they have that dedicated website to land on as well.
Okay. I mean, all that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, you were really interested before. You had asked me to call you back in an hour, but we weren't able to connect. I had tried you back a few times, but I didn't want to pester you, you know?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I've been pretty busy.
Right.
Yeah, I could probably, I wouldn't mind trying it out.
You're going to love it. Because, yeah, we do everything for you. And the thing about this is that this is actually where HomeAdvisor actually gets their stuff for Angie's directly from the first page of Google. So they're just capturing the leads and then reselling them to you. This is going to put your company into that primary position. So for account purposes, I have a phone number here of the number 4RUNN22RE@gmail.com. That's correct?
Correct.
Okay, so as the lead on your account and point of contact for you, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to resend the email with the proper pricing locked in at just the $249 with the setup fee completely waived, and that's never going to go up or change on you, okay?
Okay.
Now, Marvin, for account purposes, what is your last name?
Thomas.
Thomas?
Mm-hmm.
Thomas?
Correct.
First name, Marvin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to send out a couple of text messages now, my direct phone number and extension line, as well as the number for client support. And then we also we'll go ahead and send out a 6-minute YouTube tutorial that takes you through the tracking and reporting system so you can get familiar with how to track the results. For this, it does show me that you already have the Google Business Profile, which is amazing because we can begin programming immediately. But was that verified at your home office at 1828 Dickey Road in Billings, Montana, 59101?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to keep that physical address hidden on Google because we don't want to expose your personal information. It will only show the city, state, and zip code, okay?
Okay.
Now, do you have a current Facebook page, personal or business?
I have a personal. I never use it, so I'm not sure.
That's okay. That's okay. You don't have to use it. So what happens is we actually build the business page as a derivative of the personal page. They don't interact and intertwine. Okay?
Yeah,
and we'll walk you through how to do that during client onboarding. Now, with the painting, what other services are you offering?
Just interior, exterior, commercial painting.
Okay. And commercial painting. All right. Are you doing any other, like, specific type of painting, the faux finish or any of that kind of specialty stuff?
I can, but I try not to get into it that much.
Okay.
I will if that's what they want.
If they've requested it, but you don't want to be shown for that.
You're right.
Got it. Okay. Well, we're definitely here to help. We're not here to make it tougher for you.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, it's time consuming trying to do all that.
Yeah, I understand that. My brother, he's a painter in the Painters Union over there in Las Vegas, and he painted in the Bellagio. He's painted in the Venetian, all these crazy places, and he says this stuff is super time consuming for sure.
Oh, yes, definitely. End result, you really don't make any more money than you would, you know, doing a couple of houses while you're trying to do that one.
Right, trying to perfect it, right?
Yeah.
You know, you have some before and after photos, right?
Oh, yeah, I got a ton of photos.
Beautiful. What forms of payment do you take, cash, check, credit card, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, or Cash App?
Pretty much cash, check. I can take Cash App.
Okay, cool. Do you have business license or insurance for the company?
I have all that, yes.
Okay, beautiful.
I'm registered with the state of Montana. I have my license. I have my commissioner's, it's commissioner's license from the commissioner. It's for like workman's comp exempt.
Okay.
So I can walk on any job, you know. And I'm covered.
Oh, beautiful. So you being around for so long has definitely paid off then.
Yes.
What are your hours of operation?
Here lately. It's
when do you want the phone calls?
Yeah, 8 to 6 is fine.
Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Saturday.
Got it. And then he put here that you're willing to go 100 miles. Would you prefer to keep it more local, around 50 to 60, but willing to go up to 100?
Right. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Willing to travel for the right job. Got it. And then we do offer a downloadable app with call tracking. They're going to go over that during your client onboarding. So client onboarding is where the magic happens, Marvin. It's a 20-minute phone call. What we do is we block off an entire hour just to ensure that every person has the ability to get all of their questions answered. I have available, I don't know what your schedule looks like for later on today, if you might have time to speak with my tech later on this afternoon, but I have something available as late as between 4 and 5 p.m.
That would work.
Perfect. So I'm going to schedule that, and then what's going to happen is I'm actually going to be the one to contact you from our 877 phone number, and I will be introducing you to your onboarding agent. So the last thing that I have to do here is I just have to read the voice verification that takes about 30 seconds, and then I also have to go ahead and secure the billing information. So for the card you're putting on file, is there any middle initial or is it just your first and last name?
I believe it's my first and last name. Hang on a second. You'll have to give me a few. Let me swap. Then we transfer money over to
it. Take your time because I have to assign the package and do a couple of things on my end as well. I'm going to go ahead and include a custom website design that's going to be a little bit nicer for you as well. So just let me know when you're ready while I'm taking care of these things.
It's Marvin L. Thomas, and then it's All Star Painting and Decorating on the same card.
L is in Larry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one second.
Let's see here.
Okay, there we go. All right, whenever you're ready, I'm ready.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I want to do my, I might just do my check. Do you want me, does it have to be the card, or can I do a e-check, or what?
It has to be the card, yeah. It has to be the card. We don't offer it. We don't even have ability to take the checks in at all, unfortunately.
Okay. All right, so it's 4603.
6973. 6743. Mm-hmm.
5884. 6983. Expiration month and year? Is
326. So March of 2026. And the three-digit code on the back?
Is going to be... 686, I believe.
Okay.
It's either 586 or 686.
Okay, well, let me try it here. It'll tell us real quick if it's not, which one. We'll be able to determine pretty quickly if it's 686 or 586. Okay, so
gotcha.
it wasn't 686, so let me go back and try the 586. Give me just a second. Okay. I need to set a security question on the account. Your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Dunnington.
Dunnington?
Uh-huh.
Is that the last name for your mother, or is that the city you were born in?
My mother.
Dunnington, so is that D-U-N-N or D-O-N?
No, D-U-N-N.
I-N-G-T-O-N?
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay. Now, the voice verification, this is just going to be about 30 seconds, and then if you have any questions while I'm reading it, wait a minute. So it said that the CVC of 586 isn't correct either, so your security code?
Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
No, it says...
If it says 586, let me read the card back to you to make sure I didn't make a mistake. So I have 4603.
Yeah, no. It's 686.
It is?
Yes.
Okay, let me read the card back to you just to double check. 4603.
Yes.
6743.
Correct.
5884.
Yep.
6983.
Yes.
It expires in March of 2026.
That's right, too. You know what? That's what's wrong. I think it's I need to get some glasses. I think it's looks like 6 of 26 instead of 3.
Okay. Let me try that. I mean, if we know it's 26, there's only 12 options, right?
Right. Exactly.
So we could just go with the process of elimination. It says,
yes, ma'am.
Why does this, it's telling me that your card has expired. That's very strange.
Yeah, no, it's not expired.
Yeah, let me give it just a minute to let the system set.
It's done that to somebody else too. Then we found what was wrong, and I want to say it was the date I gave them.
Okay, So I'm going to let it sit for just a second, and then what I'm going to do is I'm just going to read the voice verification. I'll try it again in a minute. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, please state the name of your business as it should read on the first page of Google.
All Star Painting and Decorating.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Marvin Thomas.
You're the owner?
I'm the owner of All Star Painting and Decorating, yes.
Perfect. Marvin, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours, which is 3 actual days, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? Just let us know if you choose to move forward with anybody else so we can work with them as well. We'd hate to see you pay for something twice.
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup has been charged for today's date, which is July 19th, 2023, in the discounted non-refundable amount of just $249. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the 19th day of every month. If you choose to pause or discontinue your service for any reason, you can do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing for the month of September. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, that concludes the voice verification. So it's told me that I have to wait 5 minutes before I can process. Is there any chance that the expiration date is 8/2026?
No, I'm going to say it's, I want to say it's 3, but I can use my camera on here and make it bigger where I can see it.
Okay, that would be helpful.
Yeah, big time. You and me both. Yeah, about buying when it comes to little shit like
little
that.
Tiny writing. It's just awful. Like, we get older and we gain all this knowledge on and how to be smart, right? But we can't see anything. And we have a hard time hearing. Like, why do you give me all the knowledge when I can't even use the stuff? Like, why couldn't
exactly.
I have it when I was young and have you know
that's
what I
true.
Mean?
Yes,
like,
ma'am.
You don't get both at the same time. It's terrible.
No. No, they always have an out.
Exactly. It's not right, in my personal opinion.
Yeah, it's kind of like anything you buy, you know, it's not built to last forever.
Not anymore. You know, and they complain about all the old stuff, but the old stuff was the way to go. That was the good stuff. It was the good stuff.
That was the good stuff. That's why it's still working today, you know?
Exactly.
I mean,
like, even these phones are only built to last for so long, you know? And it's just crazy. For how much you pay for them, they should last for a good 10 years.
Yeah, I know. I just paid I paid almost $2,000 for the one I have now, and it's the new Samsung.
This one.
That's crazy.
Well, it should be able to walk and talk on its own and drive you to your
I
next appointment.
So. I asked Google for a cheeseburger, and it didn't do it, but...
Oh, boy.
Yeah, buddy. Okay, so this is...
What's
686,
that?
It's 686 for positive.
Okay.
And it's, that's the CVC, and on the front, it's 326.
326. And then let me just verify the code, the actual card number, 4603.
Yes.
6743.
Yep.
5884.
Yep.
6983.
Yes.
Expires March of 2026.
Yep.
And the security code is 686.
Correct.
Okay. The saying, let me see here. I don't know if it's been long enough. Let me give it just a minute or two. I don't want to try to press it too soon. Let me see here. Okay, maybe it has been. Let's try again. Let's see. Insufficient funds.
Yep. I got to call and transfer money out of my savings over to it.
Okay, you have to call to do that?
Yes.
Okay.
I can't figure out my online banking. I've done fool with it two or three times, and I just can't get it.
Yeah, so. I get you. I understand. So are you going to go ahead and get that done now so I can just get this out of the way, or?
Yep, I can do it right here now. So.
You want me to hold, or you want me to call you back?
You want to call back? You see me 10 minutes or something?
You got it. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Bye.